Oral Stage Studios presents Sable Jack's Five Levels of Fear. Starring Angelica McMillan as Jill Johansson, Tad Morgan as Connor Johansson, and John Lee Roman as Jack Hollowell.
Please answer me. Jack? Jack, you gotta talk to me. Look, I don't know if you can hear me, but here it is. Oh, man. The east wing of the house. It's toast. Just imploded. Poof. And gone. James and Diane got out, but it's a pile of debris. Nothing else. Please. Please answer me. Jilly? Please don't be dead. Who am I gonna rag on? You gotta be okay. We've got more mansions to explore. We're gonna write a book together. Sis? Pull yourself together, man. Jack. Answer me. I'm still seeing your dots on the blueprint, yours and Jill's. You're more towards the middle of the place, so I'm hoping your comms work too. Tully and Bell say they can't see what happened, but they're moving into the house. If I don't hear from you in 5, 4, Jack, 3, 2, Jilly. Jack! Jill!
No. Don't let them come in here.
Jack? Jack! Talk to me, dude. Where's Jill? Come on. Talk to me. Are you okay? Are you hurt?
For God's sake. Shut up, would you?
Thank God. Can you... Is Jilly with you? Can you see her? Reach her?
Don't know. It's the black hole of Calcutta, remember? Oh.
How bad? How bad are you hurt?
Don't know. Hurt all over.
I called 911. Jack, please. Jilly, do you see her anywhere?
Too dark. Headlamp. Hang on. Okay. Hang on. Keep talking to me. Anything, say anything.
420... No, that's stupid. Can you see anything?
No. But it smells like a root cellar.
The blueprint says you're below the basement.
A sub-basement? You didn't say anything about a sub-basement.
Didn't know about it.
There's lots of things in here like that. I hate this house.
Crappy place for a bed and breakfast. Okay. Headlamp is on.
Do you see Jill?
Give me a second. Is the body cam working? Can you see anything?
No.
Oh. Dirt. Let me wipe it off.
Where's Jill?
I'm looking, really.
Oh, do shut up. Are you trying to wake the dead? What's with the Lincoln impersonation?
Jill!
Jill!
Where are you? I'm seeing nothing but dirt and tree roots.
Are you hurt?
Can you see my light? You sound close?
Just a sec. Stuck in muck. God, this reeks. Okay. Yeah, I see your headlamp.
Are you hurt?
I don't think so. I'm sorry. The arm went numb and I couldn't grab... Damn, it's still numb. That's a good thing, right? Stupid bird.
Jilly, where are you? Left or right?
Turn your head around a little. Okay, turn it to your right. It went away, so I'm on your left. Maybe 5-6 feet?
Okay. Headlamp and cam. Panning right. Connor, can you see anything?
Same thing as you. Roots, branches, wood. Concrete? Oh, holy hell.
Jeez.
What? I'm bleeding? What?
Baby, look straight at me.
Baby?
All right, then close your eyes. Just close them. I'm coming to you.
It might not be safe. Wait.
Do what he says, sis.
But the dirt.
No, no, no. Look at me. Just me, straight at me. No, Jill, don't look at the bodies. Don't do that. Jill, stay still. Like you did in the catacombs.
Get me out of here! Oh, God!
They're dead, Jill.
You think?
But if they're dead, they can't hurt you.
Oh, right.
So please, stay still.
Okay. Calming. Try and calm. Oh, holy sweet mother of mercy. Calm. Guys, not working.
Just breathe.
Not working. Not if I can help it. I should have my mask. I should be home with the cat watching old Keanu Reeves movies. Okay. But whatever you're going to do, please hurry. Grab the saw, will you? Have no idea.
I'm coming.
No.
Stop it. Stop whining. We've been in worse. You're a grown woman. Suck it up.
I'm gonna kick you for that. When you get over here, I'm still going to kick you.
Good. Keep it up. Uh-oh. Ground's kind of spongy here. Might not be stable.
Maybe you should wait for Tully and Belle.
I'm okay now, but this is really gross. Really, really gross.
You ought to see it from this angle. Oh, wait a sec. Gotta have something to hold on to. There must be a root somewhere. This one. Okay. I think if I stretch... Yeah. Okay. Reach. Take my hand. I'm going to yank you to me. Come on, Chili, take my hand. Come on. You can reach.
I'm trying.
That's it. Okay. Gotcha. Hold tight.
Hold me now.
On three. Okay.
Okay.
One, brace your feet, if you can.
Yeah.
Two, ready?
Just call it, damn it.
Three.
What? Have you got her? Jill? Jack?
Get this off me, please. Get this crap off me.
It's off. It's gone. All of it. Ow! Why'd you do that?
Because I said I would.
She kicked you, didn't she?
And you! Brother, what the hell is this house? Get us out of here! Call the police! Call someone!
Jill! Shh. Hang on. We're fine. We'll get out. Just take a breath.
I knew this was a mistake. I knew it! Creeped me out the first picture you showed me, Connor.
I'm sorry, sis.
You better be. Bad enough falling into a pit, but one with bodies? It's like a killing field in here. Little brother?
I'm really, really sorry.
Not your fault. You didn't know. But you can make up for it by getting us out of here.
Working on it. I have a theory. I hate to ask you this, but can you put the lights back on the bodies?
Oh, God. There must be a dozen or more. It's like they're looking at us.
Skulls do that.
Any idea how long they've been there?
I don't know. How long does it take flesh to rot down to a bone?
Keep panning, okay? I thought I saw a hair.
Might be some. Oh, sorry, guys. It's not very pleasant down here.
trying to decide when they were put there.
It'll take a pathologist to figure that out.
You think maybe they've been here since Foster? That's over 100 years.
1911. Remember, he built the house for his bride.
Yeah, yeah, but she married someone else and he took his broken heart and walked away from it.
Oh, you're so sympathetic.
Somehow the romance is gone from the story. Maybe it'll get better when I'm not surrounded by corpses.
Skeletons.
Filthy flesh out of the grave.
Stop it! Keep panning, Jack.
Okay, but look. Foster left people behind, right? Servants, right? Someone had to be here to tell the tale, right?
No, they took off too, remember?
Yeah, you said. They ever come down to the basement?
And not leave?
Keep panning. There! That! What's that?
Tree root. Even those are rotting. You know, the attic was almost perfect, and the servants' quarters too. Even the extra floor was in good shape. Although now that I think about it, there were signs. And once we got below that, the rot was really noticeable.
You have a point to this?
Most places don't rot inside unless there's a weather breach. And that usually starts on the roof. But this place, the lower we go, the more the rot shows up.
Probably because there are 18 bodies down here. That's what I count. 18 bodies.
Good lord.
And the two upstairs, in the tree, that's 20 people. Corpses. Skeletons. And what kind of shape are they in?
I haven't asked them if they exercise regularly. Jeez, man, are you not seeing any of this?
Okay, okay. I'm trying to think. Are they whole? In pieces? Like they got cut up or something?
Are you talking serial killer?
I don't know. To me, it looks like they were, well, dumped there. Like you do in a mass grave.
Impossible to tell. When the floor, or whatever it is we went through, collapsed, everything got tangled.
Connor?
What?
I had a thought. When you said mass grave, I'm wondering, are we... maybe... do you think this might be Foster and his servants?
I don't know, Jill.
You think he went off his rocker, killed his servants, and then himself?
It's a thought.
I haven't found any information on a, well... a mass murder.
Do you think anyone's ever seen these bodies? There must be a record somewhere of missing people.
It's not something I even thought about. There might be records. I don't know.
Guys, you don't suppose the Hacklins found them and that's why they left?
I think they would have reported it. Wouldn't you if you moved into a place and found a bunch of rotting corpses in your root cellar?
Maybe it's the Hacklins too.
Come again?
Well, I mean, they, disappeared too.
You said they went away.
Yeah, but nobody knows where.
Now he tells us.
What about their servants?
They came with them. They left with them.
All of them?
I guess so.
Didn't they hire any of the locals?
They hired some workmen, but that was it.
Two groups of people disappear and no one reports it? Shit! Well, it's going to be reported now. You called 911, Connor?
Yeah.
Call them back and tell them what to expect. Come on, Jack, we have to get out of here.
Wait for Tully.
No. Matter of fact, tell him and everyone else to stay clear. It's too dangerous in here.
How are you going to get out?
There's only one way we can. Jill, I'm sorry to do this to you, but the dirt's too loose on this side.
I know. I'm okay now.
Guys, this is kind of ghoulish, but if you find any jewelry... rings, something like that? Take it.
Connor, it's bad enough I have to crawl over the bodies. I'm not going to steal from them.
What happens if, when you get out of there, this wing collapses? Who's gonna dig it up? It might help with identification.
Hate to say this, but he's right. The cops are gonna need to see this.
Yeah, they will. Okay, I'll go first. I'm the lightest.
No. I'll go. If something will hold my weight, it will hold yours. And I've got a longer reach. Ready?
Not really.
On three.
Huh?
see some daylight above. About 15 feet. Connor.
Yeah?
Don't ask me to do one of these again for a while, okay? Jill?
I'm okay. Oh, Lordy, no.
What?
What?
It's okay. It's a doll.
Bound to piece stuff like that down there, sis. The whole place is dumping its guts into that pit. And you said the upstairs was full of things.
No. This has been here a long time. Oh, man. Oh, I think I might have found... It's a couple of little kids.
Damn. Connor.
What?
What the hell happened here?
I don't know. And right now, I don't care. Just please, please get out of there.
Hang on.
Jill, leave it.
What are you doing?
I have to see. Every time we take a step higher, more dirt and crap dribbles into the pit. Whatever this is. It's all going to slide down. Tully said other things were deteriorating, right? Connor?
Yeah.
How many kids did the Hacklins have? And how old?
5. 3 months to 10 years.
I just found the baby.
Oh, sweet mother of mercy.
I've got another here.
I'm so sorry, guys.
And the fifth one's here. Wait, another... adult.
One here. Maybe a couple more.
The Hacklins and their servants?
Is there anything that shows what killed them?
I'm an urban explorer, Connor, not a forensics investigator.
You can freaking well tell if a skull's been bashed in or if there's a bullet hole.
Why does it have to be bodily harm?
What else could it be?
Think about it. You're the history buff. What happened around 100 years ago?
World War I.
What else? How many millions of people died worldwide back then?
Oh, man, the Spanish flu.
This many people in one house? Why not?
But Foster built the house in 1912.
Where was his bride?
Yeah. New York.
New York. New York. I studied this for a World Health class. New York, 1911 to 1912. The New York flu epidemic. It fits. He gets exposed, comes home, infects everyone and everything here, and goes away, leaving them all to die from the New York flu.
We don't know what.
We've got a hidden floor with rows of beds. A do-it-yourself isolation ward?
There were restraints.
Maybe there were only one or two people to take care of how many? You have to keep them corralled somehow. And if they die, drag them down into the root cellar to keep them cool until you can get help, or die yourself.
You think the attorney knew it and still sold the house to the Hacklins in 1918?
How else are you going to sell a house with multiple deaths in it? You have to lie.
But some of these bodies may be the Hacklins and their servants.
Maybe they were exposed to the Spanish flu before they got here. On the train, talking to a cabbie, who knows? So they come to a place already infected with a flu strain, bringing their own, better, more improved, killing bacterium.
Get the hell out of there.
Connor.
If it is Spanish flu, get the hell out of there now.
That was 100 years ago. I don't think...
6 years? 100? Who cares? Those bodies, if they are who we think they are, have been rotting in that pit all this time. Who knows what microbes are there or how they've mutated? Get the hell out now.
Don't have to ask me twice.
And guys, don't bring anything with you. No rings, no buttons, nothing. Leave it for the hazmat people.
Connor, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, we're out. Can you see us? We need direction.
Show me where you are.
Panning.
Oh. What? Oh my gosh. Sweet Sue and Eddie. They weren't in the pit.
Doesn't look like it. Tree stopped them from going in.
Guys, you have to move.
Wait a second. I've got her. Wait a minute.
You don't suppose they were the last two? Maybe they took care of everyone?
From the way their arms are entwined, I'm thinking... maybe they just Laid down and died.
But who were they working for? Foster or the Hacklins?
Had to have been the Hacklins.
Come on, guys, move it! And remember, the records say all of Foster's servants disappeared.
If I put a bunch of bodies in a root cellar, I'd disappear too.
Do you think they came back to warn the Hacklins?
Yes, but they were too late, and then they had to do it all over again, and it killed them. You think?
Yeah, sure. Works for me. Move your butts, please!
Found it.
Her Valentine.
I told you I took it. Now, I'm giving it back to her.
Get out of there!
Where are we?
Blueprint says central foyer, library to the left, some sort of parlor and maybe a den, smoking room, I don't know, to the right.
That work with what you're seeing on the body cam?
I don't know, I can't tell anything.
Okay, then, on the blueprint, how do you get to here? Where are we?
You're about 70 feet from the front door.
Thank God for small favors.
Left, right?
Pan the area again. I don't know which way you're facing.
Just have Tully beep his horn. If we can hear him, we'll know.
Okay, hang on. Tully, Jill says to beep the horn. I don't know, just one long and then stop and then another one. Okay. Jill, on three. One, two, three.
Tell him to do it again. The acoustics in here swallow it. We can't tell which direction.
Left.
Son of a... Cowboy! Cowboy, where are you?
We can't leave him here. Connor, Cowboy's still here.
You don't have time for a search party.
Son of a bitch isn't far away. He's been on our ass ever since we got here.
Cowboy! Cowboy! It's all collapsing! The mansion's dying! Come with us! We'll keep you safe! Cowboy!
Come on, you bastard! We don't have any time left!
Guys, get out of there. Tully and Belle are backing out, but they'll keep beeping the horn. Run, please!
But Cowboy...
He's going to have to find his own way. Move it!
Can't tell where the horn's coming from.
That way. I can see some daylight. Keep running! Keep up!
Jack!
No tripping! Come on! Get... Oh, hell. Connor. Connor.
Where are you? What's going on? Get my sister out of there. I can't see anything. I think the cam's battery died.
That ain't all.
What?
We found Cowboy.
Great! Grab his sorry ass and get him out of there.
He's dead. The hawk. Follow it. Where'd he go? Come on, Jim.
But Cowboy...
Leave him. What the hell?
Is that Holy drone? Good. Follow it. You only got about 40 feet.
Tasted so good.
Here. What's this?
Cowboy's wallet. I snagged it just before the drone arrived. I figured maybe he had family. They might want to know.
You're sure he was dead?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Heart attack?
Maybe. Or maybe he just gave up. Every which way you turned in there got you deeper into a mess. Labyrinth doesn't even begin to describe the place.
I remember hearing about a hiker once. He'd gone into a cave and couldn't get out. They found him about 100 feet from the entrance, just sitting there.
Not hurt or anything?
Nope. He left a note that he couldn't go on, and he just sat there and waited to die. Cowboy might not have known how close he was to getting out. I don't think I could just give up like that.
I bet it was a heart attack. He was old, remember? And trapped, probably scared. I'd be scared trapped in that place for days.
I'll go. You want me to bring them back to the van or tell them we'll meet tomorrow morning?
Nah, bring them back. I've been making copies of everything as I go along. Don't want to lose it in the bureaucratic filing system.
Be right back.
Connor. About Cowboy.
I'm sorry the old guy's dead, but why did he do what he did to you guys? What a jerk. I'm not as kind-hearted as Jilly. He scared her. And then to die just before he can get out? What kind of stupid is that?
Connor.
I just don't get it. Well, he's going to be one interesting story for the cops. That and all the bodies from the 1900s. At least he was recent.
Not really.
What do you mean?
He was dead. For sure. Jilly didn't notice it, but I did. He'd been dead at least a couple of weeks.
You've been listening to Five Levels of Fear by Sable Jack, produced by Oral Stage Studios, starring Angelica McMillan, John Lee Vroman, and Tad Morgan, directed by Matthew Boudreau, with music by Amy K. Bormick.